Hi, welcome to Football Talk. I'm Quentin and this is Jake. We're going to start off with Redskins versus Vikings. You want to take it, Jake?
Yeah, I think, well, obviously, my pick is going to be Minnesota because the Redskins probably won't win another game unless they play Miami again.
I think they're going to win at least one more game just because I do like their defense. Like, I wouldn't say I like the skill they have on defense. I don't know if they put it together in another game. I think they're like middle of the league in interceptions. They play like a bum defense. Right? I mean, well, that was a rainy game. I was going to say the 49ers. But if they play, say, the Browns, even though I know they got Odell and Jarvis, they still haven't been able to put it together in there. They have the most interceptions in the league right now. So, I mean, I could see it if they were to get a pick six or something. But, I mean, this week, yeah, 100% the Vikings. I like Scary Terry this week just because, like, I think a lot of people look at the Vikings and it's instantly, like, they've had a good defense for years. They don't, like, I know no one really goes off against the Vikings, but especially since Dalvin Cook is pounding the rock and you're getting less overall plays per game. Scary Terry, I remember reading last week, they've been extremely susceptible, I think that's the word, on outside, on wide receivers that line up outside. That's like, Scary Terry is I would be surprised if they don't try to attack that early. He's a guy who can destroy them downfield. I think he ran a 4.3 at the 40, or at the combine, whatever. I don't know if he went to it. It's 40, basically. And as far as the Vikings are concerned, like, I would be surprised if Dalvin Cook doesn't get like 25 touches. Well, just because, like that, I still expect them to win. I would be surprised if they're able to actually keep it close.
Well, Adam Thielen is out this week. He's not playing because of that hamstring injury.
I mean, I remember looking at earlier in the year. It was, I don't know what it is now, but I think it was about week 5. Dalvin Cook was getting literally about 50% of the overall plays.
Yeah.
It was like the run game. They were running it about 50% of the time, which was highest in like football, all of football. And I don't think it was even close. What I'm saying basically is like Adam Thielen going out. Yeah, Stephon Diggs sort of gets a bump, but it's like, I think Dalvin Cook is still going to get a fuckload of carries. It's going to be mainly him just because they're going to clap him. And then their backup running back is going to get a decent amount of carries too, like
what?
Probably 10, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't think Thielen makes that big of a difference in that offense because they're a run first team.
The Redskins?
No, the Vikings.
Oh, yeah, you mean the Vikings. Yeah, yeah.
And, is Washington's run defense even that good? I don't even think they're that good.
I mean, they stopped the 49ers, but the 49ers, which they're one of the best run defense teams run teams in the league right now. But the thing is, it was rainy as shit, so you couldn't, like, Jerick McKinnon, or not McKinnon, Coleman, Breida, like, these guys weren't really able to cut the same way. It was a lot more up the gut, like straightforward type shit. Side to side, they couldn't move though. So it was like, because they were going to, I remember literally seeing them sliding across the field like it was a water slide. Like, I think that's one of the issues with Levi Stadium though. Like, I remember hearing that before. I think that was why they made a new stadium and then they still had the same issue. Like, anyway, so yeah, Vikings, Scary Terry, Dalvin Cook. Next game, Seahawks, Falcons. Just because, like, Falcons, they're having good offense. Did Matt Ryan get injured?
Well, he hurt his ankle, but I think he's just questionable. I don't know if he's – I don't think he's out yet.
That's what I've heard. Like, he's questionable. Russell Wilson against one of the worst pass defenses. I think they're literally the worst pass defense in football right now. I know they're a run-first team, but Falcons have, like, compared to their pass defense, I think they're not even – it's not even remotely close. Russell Wilson has been torching teams through the air. I would be surprised. And Falcons really don't get that much pressure, which is one of the reasons I think the Seahawks, well, I mean, as a team or as a corporation, whatever the fuck you call it, they're a team that runs. But it's like, it makes way too much sense for Russell Wilson to have, like, a huge game this week. And they're in a, well, I don't know if you really factor this in, I guess, but they're in a tough division. So it's like, each week could be the difference between them making playoffs or not. Even though they have a record that I think they're, even if they don't win the division, they're still going to get in. But,
I'm obviously going to take the Seahawks too, because Atlanta's 1-5 right now. And I mean, they're fucking planning on getting rid of their, talking about getting rid of their head coach. It's because
they just got Sanu.
Yeah. And they just lost Sanu. I mean, it's not going to make them better. And the Seahawks have been hot right now. I mean, their defense isn't great. It used to be.
Defense isn't great, which I know that they've been getting some crazy interceptions. But I mean, like, you're telling me if Matt Ryan is hobbled in any way out there, Jadeveon Clowney is just like, he's going to feast. Like, I think they moved Jadeveon Clowney to the left side of the line, because isn't that the side of the line? The left guard is out, and then I think the left tackle is banged up. Jadeveon Clowney would just absolutely feast. And then Frank Clark has been shit in the bed. They're just going to move to the other side, probably.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick Seahawks that game. That's how.
Anton, I like I think it's Atlanta. I kind of like DK Metcalf a decent amount this week, because Tyler Lockett, he's going to get his workload. But I mean, I think by the time playoffs roll around, they want to have DK Metcalf being consistent and rolling, because he's sort of like their Doug Baldwin replacement, I guess. Which, I mean, that's a terrible comparison. Drops a lot more, like a lot more. But
well,
I think he like, if he was able to consistently start catching, and you could trust him 50-50 balls, the comparison is there for the Julio, the Calvin, like, body size and all that shit. And if they can get him just to catch it, I think they'll have a 10 times better chance in the playoffs. And then Julio, you know, he's good every week, especially in this one where I expected him to be behind most of the time.
Yeah, he's always a good start. He's always going to be a top receiver one.
And Austin, like, Austin, I'm not even, like, and coming into this year, I wasn't a big Austin Hooper fan, but they've been getting his workload. I know they've been passing. I think they've had, like, 30, 40 pass attempts in almost every game this season, or, like, the past few games at least. It's like, I don't know. And Seahawks have been bad against, I think they're, I don't know about counting this past week. So, like, say, 6 week and back. Seahawks were second in the league as far as worst against tight ends. So, Austin Hooper, I could see feasting this week, too. And then the Chargers and Bears. Like, Chargers that just haven't been putting it together. Like, yeah, Philip River, I know their line is banged up, but it's like, Melvin Gordon, he's not flowing like he was last year, which he wasn't really doing good last year. They just gave him 57 carries. But Bears defense, even though they, like, lost and added new pieces, they're basically their whole team right now. Like, Mr. Trubisky hasn't been there. Tariq Cohen, like, hasn't really been showing up, I don't think. David Montgomery. I like David Montgomery, but it's like,
they don't know how to use running backs there.
Yeah, they don't know how to use running backs, and they don't have, like, a Allen Robinson. When they got him, they thought he was going to be, like, a superstar or some shit. Like, I mean, which made sense, to be honest. If you can do that with Blake Bortles, I imagine with Nagy, you'd be able to actually be decent. But they just don't have any, like, wide receivers. It's like, you have to watch out for Tyler Lockett, Julio. Tyler Lockett's not on the same level, but, like,
yeah, the only receiver they have is Allen Robinson.
Bears offense.
I mean, with the Vikings, I would rather start Austin Eckler if I was the Chargers, because he's
over who?
Over Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, over Melvin Gordon, yeah, 100%. Because, like, that's the issue. Like, when Dak was having a good year and Tony Romo came back, it's like, the offense is already flowing. You're used to playing this way or whatever. And then you throw a wrench in it with this guy. Like,
yeah,
I think they'll eventually go back to Austin Ekeler, but I mean, like, Austin Ekeler is not a guy that's like you can trust between the tackles. Like, I mean, he's going to get the job done, but he's also eventually, if you keep down in the locker room with him 17 weeks, he's gonna get injured.
Yeah, well, he's more of also a receiving back too.
Yeah, that's like Danny Woodhead, like. But and then Bears, like, it depends on how big your league is, I guess. But I like David Montgomery, like, just because I like him as a player. I don't think Chargers have had a really good run defense. And then, like I said, I have the Bears winning this game. Just, like, you have to worry about, well, actually, no, they have a decent amount of weapons. I've seen a lot of, I think they've been running, people have been trying to double Mike Williams and then double, I remember seeing that last week, and then double Keenan Allen. And it's leaving Hunter Henry wide open. So, like, I like this offense. If they, once they get Russell Okung back, which he was, I think I saw last week that he was expected to play and then didn't. So, like, he's a huge part. He's probably by, like, far that the best alignment they have. So, when they get him back, it's going to do a lot, but Khalil Mack is still going to feast. Like, that's just what Khalil Mack does.
I mean,
I actually think this game stays close, but David Montgomery is going to get his carries just because they're going to be ahead.
So you think Chicago is winning?
Yeah.
I think Los Angeles is going to win this. I mean,
all right, so you think their offense shows up or defense?
Is Mitch Trubisky even playing?
I believe he's good to go. Because same thing as Russell Okung. I thought he was good to go last week, so.
Well, I mean, what Mitch playing? I mean, that doesn't make it.
Sorry, I don't think he actually. I don't know if he actually played last week, but I think he was like.
No, he played. I don't know.
They had him as game time decision. Like, it came down to the wire. I would expect him to be good to go this week.
I just don't like that offense. They don't have a run game. I mean, they got David Montgomery would be good, but I mean, he just.
Yeah, they don't. They don't have like a Leonard Fournette, Kerryon Johnson, like they don't someone
have any or receivers.
Like you're actually scared of.
They don't – I mean, yeah, their defense is good, but that's the only reason why they've been winning games. Their offense has not been doing anything.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
Their offense is not – if their offense shows up, they can win that game, but I don't think they do because I don't think
– Well, another reason is like because the Chargers' defense without Melvin Ingram, their other really good pass rusher after Bosa, and then without Derwin James, just – it hasn't been great. Like, let me pull up the stats real quick. I think, like, I'm gonna tell you, because they haven't been there all year. So, defense.
Actually, the Chargers are what 2-6. So,
see, I think that would be completely different though. Like, if those two guys were actually there. See, yeah, Chargers are dead last in completion rating allowed, 74.6. Like. You don't need a great offense, I feel like. Even the Falcons, Redskins, the Dolphins, the Cardinals, everyone has a – they are dead last in completion rating allowed just because they don't – they double Bosa, on the O-line. And it's like you don't really – and then they were missing like two other people on that D-line too. Like the D-tackle I think is out. I think they might be down to the third and fourth D tackles. Like, I don't even. It's just not getting pass rush, really. Like, and they're just. And then Derwin James was addressed like a huge. I know Casey Hayward is a goon, but it's like one man can only do so much. Giants versus Lions. I know you're a Giants fan, but it's like this game I think could be close. It's really a matter of if Saquon shows up.
I'm a Giants fan. I think Saquon
shows up. Just because, like, last week, who did the Lions face last week?
the Vikings, I want to say.
Yeah, Dalvin, there's not been a – Damian Harrison is the by far the best run defender on this team, even when everyone's healthy. But Mike Daniels is out too. I think he's questionable right now. If Mike Daniels is out, which I think Saquon eats anyways, he always does, he could have a better than normal week. This team is like they Quandre Diggs. After they traded Quandre Diggs, like that's in my eyes, that's like them just giving up. They're in a harder division, so it makes a little bit of sense. But I think I could see it deflating the team.
Thing is, since I'm a Giant fan, I just see that offense is just I can't score. We have no receivers. Yeah.
I mean, but you guys have been injured for a minute. Yeah, I mean, I don't want Daniel Jones, but it's like I can make a pass to a wide open pass to the flat. I think will be good. I think he's just not crazy right now.
The thing is, it's still hard to tell because he's a rookie, but he's shown signs of being a good quarterback. But he's also been showing that what he did at Duke, which was throw a shitload of interceptions. So, I mean, I like Daniel Jones, but I don't know. It's going to take, like, 3 or 4 years for me to realize if he's out or recognize if he's a good quarterback or not.
Yeah. I could easily see him being either or what Baker Mayfield is right now or, like, what Jameis Winston is right now. Okay, so who do you have winning then?
I don't know. I'm a Giant fan, but I don't have to pick Lions because the Lions, I mean, they still have been winning, and Matt Stafford has been playing great football. Galladay. Hey, what was that?
Galladay.
Well, I mean, yeah, but Stafford has just been playing like crazy.
Yeah, Stafford's been playing pretty good.
And the Giants defense sucks. I mean, we just signed Deion Buchanan, but what is he going to – I mean, he can't play the whole defense, and he's an average – linebacker. He ain't.
Actually, now that I think about it, to be honest, I might take the Lions too, just because I mean Saquon's hard to plan for. Doesn't matter who you are, but they're a run first team or run defense. Like the coach said that at the beginning of the year. I know they're run, I don't think the run defense has actually been great, but there's a difference when you're facing, say, a less like Devontae Freeman compared to Saquon Barkley. If you stop Saquon, the game's over. Like, I don't think the Giants can ever win a game like with this team they have right now, and how they play right now. If Saquon is stopped,
their defense sucks. So, but
that's what I'm saying. Like a team as a whole, like if Saquon is stopped, they don't have a chance. I'm going to take the Lions.
I mean, the Giants are going to be down that game, and they can't have Saquon bring them back.
I mean, yeah, you're not going to run it as much if you're down, but Saquon is still, like, he's still one of the top pass catchers.
Yeah, he's still Saquon, but.
Because I agree with you how that game script's going to go, well, Kerryon's hurt. Who's the villain this week for Kerryon?
Ty Johnson, so a lot of people have been wavering him.
I have not heard anything about Ty Johnson. I mean, I remember hearing that name in, like, when I was looking at the Lions game, but it was, like, it's not some name I've heard. Like, guys coming – I was telling you Bryce Love, but I know that dude, whenever he's healthy, I think he's supposed to be, like, decent, pretty good. But it's just like, no, I haven't heard of this guy's name once. I know who.
Everybody's been wavering him in fantasy. I mean, if you don't have him in your league, I'd go pick him up. Or if nobody has him in your
league. Yeah, he's a starter. I still would say pick him up. I just have no clue who he is.
Yeah.
Lions. Okay, so because I think Stafford continues to – I think they – because they are behind, it doesn't matter, like, if you say your team is giving up. Sort of, which, like I said, I think they sort of are. They're in a harder division. But it's like you're still going to go through you're going to play the course, and then once you're out of the playoff picture, then you're out of the playoff picture. They're still in it right now. So I think they pass a decent amount here. Give it to Galladay. And then they'll pound the rock in the second half. I think they're up enough that they're just – yeah, I got Lions too. All
right.
And then Jets-Jags.
Jets?
Yeah. I think a lot of people look at this game and they're going to instantly think Sam Darnold just threw like 4 or 5 interceptions or something. But that's like the Patriots have are playing like animals. You got Belichick back there. Not that the Jags are bad. But they're not nearly – I think the skill set, I say Jags. But coaching and planning and all that shit, you, Belichick, 100%. So it's, I think Sam Darnold is going to play a much better week, which, I mean, it'd be hard not to. But
Yeah, he definitely bounces back after – I mean, to just play one of the best defenses. And
I think, like, if I was betting on it, I think I would take the Jags just because I wouldn't feel comfortable with the Jets. But to be honest, like I think Jets win this game just because you got Le'Veon Bell. Jags have not been good against the run, even though I think they try to key in on Le'Veon Bell. It's Le'Veon Bell is like that patient back. It's like you can get in the back or you can try to get to the backfield and he's gonna run by you. So it's like and then they've been using him less in the pass game recently, but I think that had a little bit to do with Sam Darnold either not being there or being his first game back. Not counting the pass game because that's completely different. I also like Le'Veon just because the Jets' defense aren't like – they're not like one of the top-tier defenses, but they're a – good enough defense that I think Minshew is going to have more issues against the Jets than Sam Darnold is going to have against the Jags.
My prediction is going to be the Jags, and just because of that Gardner Minshew magic.
Yeah, I like Gardner Minshew. I think Gardner Minshew might be like everyone's favorite QB right now. Not even talking skill, just like
because of the mustache and his personality.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got 10 touchdowns and 2 interceptions on the season with 1,697 yards.
I mean, okay, so, but aren't they, I believe they're 3-4. Okay, so I'm going off of, in my mind, was last week, 2-4. I think they're going to play with more heart this week. Like, just, when I say that, like, this is sort of like a go big or go home game. If Jags lose, I don't know that they really have a good shot. Like, I feel like you have to, at worst, I feel like that we see each year is someone, like that 16 is someone that went even. So, they could go down 3 games and get back to even. But it's like, I think they have some harder games ahead, too. So, like, this is one of their easier games.
Yeah.
You have to win the easy games. Like, so, I still have the Jets, but I mean... They haven't like the 1-5. They're playing terrible, but Sam Darnold also hasn't been there. I think they get some flow back this week.
I'm gonna go with the Jets. I don't think.
Yeah,
I think the Jets got lucky against the Cowboys, but I don't think. I mean,
I think Cowboys are just ass.
Oh yeah, like, the Cowboys. I don't like Dak Prescott, but that's another discussion. But I like Jacksonville. I think they have a good team. I don't know.
And then also, I didn't check this, but how did the Jags do without Ramsey against the Bengals?
I mean, they won 27-17.
They got a pick 6, though, but it came down to the final. I mean, they have a much better offense, I think, the Bengals do, than the Jets. They have, like, more people that Joe Mixon, Le'Veon's better. But, like, wide receiver-wise and tight end-wise, even though they're not really using their tight ends that much, I think it's just better. Let's put it this way. The reason I got the Jets winning is strictly because Le'Veon. I think Le'Veon had a good game. I don't trust anybody else in this game. I mean, maybe Robbie Anderson if you're in a deep enough league. But what happened to Quincy Enunwa?
He's injured. He's always injured. I don't know what he is. Quincy Enunwa is like off the map. I have no idea.
And then the Jags, you know.
I mean,
I think if you have Leonard Fournette, you have to play him every week.
Yeah, definitely.
He's like, I know last year, or last season, or fucking Christ, last week, I remember hearing that he's running the most routes by any running back. He's getting one of the most carries by any running back in football. Like, it just doesn't, I don't care who you're playing, I'm starting Leonard Fournette every single week.
I mean, if you look at their schedule, though, they've lost to good teams. They lost to the Chiefs, the Texans. They lost only by 1 point. They beat the Broncos and the Titans. They lost to the Panthers, and they lost to the Saints. And then they just beat the Bengals last
year. Yeah, the Saints game was tough.
It's 13-6. I mean, their biggest loss, well, the Chiefs, but the Panthers. I mean, Kyle Allen has been playing good, too. So, but, I mean, they've been beating these bad teams.
Is the best comparison to what this game is going to look like, I feel like.
Think it should be a high-scoring game?
Who's it? Yeah, because, like, their defenses, Jets and Panthers defense is comparable. Like, it's really similar. And then CMC, Le'Veon, you got, who's that? Sam Darnold, Kyle Allen, I forgot his name. It's like, I feel like the teams are just, like, extremely similar. And I could easily see this being, like, the exact same. And then now this game is without Jalen Ramsey, so it's like.
Yeah, that is.
I think the record doesn't show the same skill set that they have out there just because Sam Darnold has been injured.
But, I mean, Jalen Ramsey also hasn't played in, like, what, 2 or 3 weeks now, right? He's been sitting out with pretending he's got back pain and stuff.
Well, okay, and then also it's not like they almost – Bills are a bum team. Josh Allen is just like – they're not a bum team, but it's like sort of are.
Yeah, you don't like Josh Allen? They
barely lost that Bills game. I don't know about every other game, but I remember watching that game. It was just like with like 10 seconds left, the Bills scored. Or it was a – yeah. So it's not like they're getting shit on by – like a fuckload of teams. It's just like Sam Darnold's been injured. All right, that's how I view it. I guess Sam Darnold's been injured, and I think this set out there is like good enough, I guess. Le'Veon. It live or dies on Le'Veon for me this week, I guess. Bengals Rams. I think this is actually going to be a good game. This game is, it's really 50-50 for me just because I don't know. Todd Gurley is healthy. Like, I didn't feel like he was really healthy last week. It's like David Johnson the week before. Like, I think a lot of people were worried about playing him, and then he played. But he didn't get nearly as much work this week. I believe he got, like, drastically less work because, like, when you play through an injury like that and then it's your ankles, I've heard, like, your ankles swell up. So it's, like, it's not – something you can do every week. You can't just like push yourself through that. And this is it. Like, if I'm the Rams, this is a good week. I feel like it's a good week to let your guys rest. You're going to try to make a playoff push. You got Jalen Ramsey, probably going to cover Tyler Boyd. Auden Tate, I know, has been getting fed, but like Wade Phillips is like, maybe this is him being an ex Bronco. But he's one of the best. My eyes, he's one of the better defensive coaches. And I think he game plans well this week to be able to handle the Bengals.
Yeah, I think the Rams are going to win. I see the Bengals as one of those teams with the top five pick in the draft because their offense sucks and their defense.
Well, then also the Bengals, like, they lost two of their starting DBs, William Jackson and I don't know if William Jackson is good to go this week or if he's questionable. I forgot who the other DB was that they're missing now too. But yeah, their secondary is basically missing as well. Geno Atkins, I wouldn't be surprised if he has a decent game. But
do you think Joe Mixon is a good start this week?
That's tough. Depends on who you have, but like Joe Mixon hasn't been playing great, I guess.
No, not at all.
No, because I think they're going to be behind. If Joe Mixon doesn't get a good chunk of work in the beginning, then he's not going to have a really good game or a start worthy game.
Yeah, well, that also depends on who you have on your bench and who your other running backs are. If you have nobody,
I don't think he's gonna I'm probably gonna cap him at about 12 points.
Yeah, I'd say maybe.
And that's in PPR. I know PPR 10 times better. Like that's just where my mind goes in PPR. So
yeah, I'd say 10 points, 10 to 12 points is what he's gonna probably get. But if you have somebody better. Right.
Give me a second.
All right. Rams. Oh, and they're playing in London. Man, why do they have London games? Ticket prices. Yo, you can get it.
I just felt like that pattering of my dogs. We're going to get annoying. I can cut that stuff out, though, that part where I went to go pee. Anyways.
All right. What's the next game?
Bucks-Titans.
Bucks-Titans.
Titans have been, a good defense overall. And I think they're getting one of the higher sack rates, or pressure rates anyways. And then you got Jameis Winston. So it's that just spells interception after interception after interception. Hold on, let me read off what they've been allowing per game. Oh, wrong game. Defense.
That's a tough pick for me, to be honest.
Titans, I don't think are they're the better defense. That's strictly why I'm choosing Titans.
Yeah, well, the Titans are starting Ryan Tannehill. They're
232 yards per game. This is what's it called? The Bucks love to they pass a lot. It's not. I think every team they faced has really had trouble actually scoring on them. Where is it? Hold on.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right, points per game. I think they're allowing the third or fourth least. Yeah, the fourth least points per game. 16 points per game. So it's I don't think Jameis Winston is the type of QB to break that mold. For me, it's definitely the Titans. And I'm scared to use any wide receivers from the Bucs this week. I would be interested in Corey Davis, though, this week. And A.J. Brown.
Well,
because Bucs, they're just as bad as the Falcons as far as their secondary is concerned.
They're
a pass funnel defense. Because I think they might be first in the league in yards per carry, as far as rush is concerned.
I'm going to probably go with the Titans, too.
They're 0.9 per Bucks.
I also don't like Marcus Mariota, and I don't like Ryan Tannehill. I don't think he's a good quarterback. No, I don't think he's a great quarterback. I think he's an average quarterback if they're just handing the ball off to Henry.
This game, I'm putting it more on the fact that Jameis Winston is just terrible. Consistently throws interceptions, and this is a team that's really not letting people score. So,
yeah, I'm gonna have to go with the Titans in this game.
All right. Give me a sec. Kelly, which one? All right. Eagles versus Bills. I think this would be a
good game. Because
I would have the Bills, but I mean, I think any game they're 5-1, but they almost lost to the Jets, which division games are a little bit different, I know, but especially the first game of the season. But Bills, it's Josh Allen. I can't trust Josh Allen, even though the secondary is just trash. And he was pass rush. I don't think it's really been that effective. I'll go Bills just because, like, they've been – going back to what I just said, like, I think they're second in points allowed per game. They're not really running off, like, a bunch of points themselves, but I think Eagles' secondary has just been prone to letting guys have huge games at the wide receiver position. So it's like I could easily see John Brown – not Cole Beasley, just because he's, like, too slow. It's like playing Larry Fitzgerald. You know, you're getting, like, 13, 17 points at most. John Brown. Who's the third wide receiver? I forgot.
The Bills, they have Cole Beasley, John Brown, and...
I also like their tight end, but against the Eagles, I don't. So, I think that's going to open up John Brown even more just because... they're good against the tight end.
I don't know who their receiver are. Isaiah McKenzie.
I can't find the third wide receiver. I'm looking it up. Dude, this cannot be the third wide receiver because I've never heard of this dude. Jaquiel Williams.
No, it's. Oh, I'm looking at their second receiver is Isaiah McKenzie on the Jets. Oh, okay.
I don't know why. I thought he was a running back, though.
I thought he was, too. And then that Andre Roberts, but. Oh, wait, and they also have Duke Williams. Who are you? So you,
I kind of like Miles Sanders this week.
Miles Sanders.
The Bills, as I said, like, they've been a really good pass defense. They've been a okay, good run defense, but, like, they're a lot more open or susceptible. Every time I say that word, I'm going to say it wrong. They're a lot more susceptible to the run game, especially the outside run game. So I wouldn't be – Eagles are like – I feel like they're a team, like, they're just going to attack whatever's available. Which is really what you should do. But, like, Cowboys playing the Eagles last week, they're just like, fuck it, we're going to give him 28 carries. Even though they're, like, the best run defense or the third best run defense in the league.
And
terrible second.
Talking about the Bills.
Yeah.
I got to pick the Bills too because the Eagles have been playing like trash and I don't like Carson Wentz either. I don't think he's okay quarterback. He's average quarterback. I feel like he's overhyped. I feel like people think he's like a Jesus when
he's injured. They also don't have actually Alshon Jeffrey. So nothing. I was going to say they also don't have like too many good pass catches.
Well, Nelson Aguilar, I mean, the people in Philly would also agree with me that he has no hands.
Nelson Aguilar is on the move. He's going to get traded.
He's gonna get dropped. Forget about trading. Release.
I mean, there's some teams that are just – I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But I do
– like, Jackson could use him.
The Bills draft this year, I do like Ed Oliver. Ed Oliver has been playing great. I mean, as a pick that I thought the Giants were going to get, he's not – he's like the D tackle. He's not going to get you a lot of sacks. These are the shoes
Kevin wants. I feel like anyone who steps into this offense or defense is just like
– going to play good.
They're guys around them, and it's easier to have a good grade and play better when you have good people, other people doing their job.
Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah, I agree.
Ed Oliver's up there for one of the players I think will win Defensive Player of the Year. I don't say he will. He's up there, though, for one of the players I think he can.
And Marshawn, I like Marshawn to win Defensive Player of the Year.
I think right Devin now. Bush wins Defensive Player of the Year. Devin Bush has been playing crazy.
Yeah, Devin Bush has been playing pretty good, too. If you've seen the Marshawn Lattimore stats, though, it's
Marshawn
like,
Lattimore's not a rookie.
Oh, you said rookie. I thought you said defensive.
Oh, yeah, but I meant defensive rookie of the year. That's my bad.
Okay, so Broncos, Colts.
I
go Colts just because they've been playing good. Well, I mean, also Broncos don't really have an offense. Like,
and it's
upgraded. The best part of their team is their defense. And everyone knows Von Miller and Chris Harris are about to be traded.
Yeah, they just traded Emmanuel Sanders, so that doesn't help. And Joe Flacco also is one of those other quarterbacks that sucks.
Joe Flacco is just a substitute quarterback right now. Like
I thought they were just bringing him in to try to teach Drew Lock, try to help develop.
I mean, I knew they were going to start him just because they typically don't, especially if your team's not winning. I feel like most teams
are going to start.
Take them. We're going to wait. We're going to build them. And then maybe near the end of the season, and he's seen, he's learned the playbook and he's seen how we like to do it. Then they want to put him out there. But I think Kyler Murray was like one of the few situations in recent history where I can remember they threw him out there and it was like he went off. Or he's going like really good. Patrick Mahomes, he wasn't. It was his first season playing, but it was like I don't think it was actually his rookie season.
No, yeah, he played a season. No, not his.
He played the final game against the Broncos, but I think he was drafted the year before. Like I think they just had him on the bench for a minute. So it's like I can't remember anybody. Even with Kyle Allen, he's helping them get to the playoffs, but it's really like Christian McCaffrey doing all the heavy work.
Yeah, I got the Colts winner too. Jacoby Brissett hasn't been Andrew Luck, but he's been.
I like Frank Reich. Jacoby Brissett and Jared Goff in my mind are like on the same level. It's just Frank Reich and Sean McVay, really. And then all right, Cardinals Saints. I feel like this is an interesting. This will be an interesting game to watch just because I think Kyler Murray is going to have a lot of issues when Marshawn Lattimore. I don't even know that they put Marshawn Lattimore on Larry Fitzgerald just because like they might put him on him. But other than that, like Larry Fitzgerald is not going to pick your defense apart. Not that Christian Kirk will, but I think he has a lot better chance of torching your defense than Larry Fitzgerald does.
Yeah. That's actually going to be a good game too because the Cardinals have been playing a lot. Kyler Murray and the Cardinals have been playing a lot better.
I don't know if it's going to be well. They also got Pat Pete back, which I would be surprised if he doesn't shadow Michael Thomas this week.
Is Christian Kirk done for the year?
So is he going to go or what? Like, is he questionable?
Who?
Alvin Kamara?
I'm looking right now. Oh, wait. I was looking at the Cardinals. All right. Well, Christian Kirk.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was going to play Latavius Murray. He had a good week. Like,
I actually do not think Alvin Kamara played. Actually, no. It was last week. Let me see. I was checking Christian Kirk. Alvin Kamara is questionable. Didn't participate Wednesday. So it's still questionable.
Yeah, is that usually? I feel like most of those guys coming off injury or didn't play last week at least, they almost never play that first Wednesday. That first day that you can practice, they usually get their limited practices in later.
Yeah. Also, Jared Cook is injured, but. He didn't practice Wednesday, but Jared Cook hasn't been playing good. I'm one of those people that picked him in fantasy, and I'm regretting it now.
What'd you say about Jared Cook?
He's injured, but I said I'm one of those people that took him high in fantasy, and I regret it because I should have known that the Saints don't like passes to the tight ends in the red zone that much, and I don't know. I'm just regret.
I mean, the Raiders really don't pass Darren Waller. They didn't. That's why I personally didn't like Darren Waller this past week. I don't think they targeted Darren Waller once in the red or they didn't target the tight end position once. And then this past week, Darren Waller, like, he could have had a 50-60 point game if he would have caught some of his touchdowns or if there wasn't flags on some of them. He almost got, like, 3 touchdowns. Like,
All right.
I got the same. So just because, like, I know Kyler Murray, he's been having good games. You just got Pat Pete back. Marshawn Lattimore scares me.
Yeah, I think the Saints win.
I just don't think they have the firepower, like, to be able to keep up with the Saints, even though Teddy Bridgewater isn't, like, crazy. After you get past Pat Pete, like, that defense is just trash.
Yeah, I got to pick the Saints, too. I mean, you know, I like Kyler Murray. I just – the Saints are going to probably end up winning it. All right, what's the next game on the list?
Well, hold on. Cardinals Saints. So, like, David Johnson, do you like David Johnson this week? I think I wouldn't be surprised. It's just like, take David Johnson away. Take David Johnson away.
David Johnson, isn't he still injured?
He played the last 2 weeks, but it's like,
he only played like one snap. I don't like the way they played
about him. Like, I don't feel comfortable. Like, I rolled him out when he played the Falcons, but I haven't played him since.
Well, he only got one. Everybody was pissed in fantasy because he only got like one or two carries last week, and then they started Chase Edmonds.
Yeah, they fed Chase Edmonds. That might have been because who did they play last week?
The Giants.
They might have just like. I feel like they're kind of trying to rest David Johnson just because they're making. I think they're trying to make the playoffs. Every team's trying to make the playoffs, so it's like, if they're going to make the playoffs in probably the hardest division in football, they have to win their division games, which their next game is against the 49ers. So that's by far the biggest game on their schedule, like, you know, coming up. I mean, you could say, like, most important game is the current game, but, like, David Johnson, if you can have him healthy for that 49ers game, it's completely different. So, I mean, it doesn't change my outlook on the game if he's healthy or not. I still take the Saints.
Yeah, I still take the Saints, too.
Yeah. Okay, so Panthers 49ers.
That's the game where I'm gonna say, even though the 49ers are hot.
I think this is going to be an interesting game. Like, I don't like Jimmy Garoppolo. He turns the ball over almost every single game. He forces a good chunk of his throws. Like, I know we're a run first team, and that's why we're a run first team. But, like, I think we will pass in this game, and it's going to fuck us up. I mean, you know, every team passes every game, but it's like, I think the pass is really going to fuck us up this game. Just because Panthers are one of the better, I think they might have the most sacks in football right now. Well, maybe not counting the Patriots just because they just played. Where is it? Passing. Let's see. Yeah, they have the 27 sacks, and that's even including they've been on their bye week already, and they still have the most sacks in football right now.
They've had a bye week already. Oh yeah, they have.
They're just coming off their bye week now.
I'm gonna say that the Panthers are gonna win this game.
I think this would be a good game.
Even though the probability is 70-29, I think the Panthers, because I like.
I mean,
I don't know. Actually,
49ers have not. This is their prove it game.
Yeah.
I think we feel like we're locked in the playoffs as long as we keep playing our own thing. Christian McCaffrey was hurt. I think he's completely healthy now, just because he was still playing when he was hurt before bye week. So, and AP actually kind of looked like he could. He was slowly starting to pick this defense. That was my worry coming into the year. I felt like we were going to have a really good pass defense, But our run defense is going to be terrible. Quan Alexander coming from a bad defense, harder to get good grades on a bad defense. But Quan Alexander was a terrible run defender. Nick Bosa in college was not a good run defender. Dee Ford was a terrible run defender on the Chiefs. So it was like DeForest Buckner, I think, was a good run defender. I don't remember. But collectively, like the guys who you're relying on the most to make that first tackle, that first to push their linemen into place and fuck up the players, stuff like that. It's like they're not good at that. I know that they're one of the best in football right now as far as rushing defense is concerned, but I think that's like because who they played. They haven't really played good teams. So I think now that they play a good one, I think Christian McCaffrey has a field day with them.
Yeah, that's why I think they're going to end up winning. I mean, Kyle Allen hasn't lost the game yet. Their first two losses, Cam Newton was the starter. I mean, he's got a quarterback rating of 106.
I want to see.
And he hasn't thrown an interception yet.
He hasn't thrown an interception yet?
No, he's 7 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. He's 65.6 completion percentage, 900 yards.
I mean, okay, no, looking at his teams, I don't think I would throw an interception against these teams.
He definitely
Rams, I guess, maybe. He lost to that team, though. Bucks.
Well, that those.
Yeah, I don't know how he didn't have a bigger game against the Bucks. That was the first game, though, that we weren't expecting. That was their the second game of the season. We weren't expecting the Bucks to have that type of run defense, so they fed CMC.
Well, but yeah, also Cam Newton was starting then. Cam Newton started the first two games.
When did Cam get injured?
After week two. Kyle Allen played week three against the Cardinals.
Yeah, they won that. Kyle Allen he hasn't lost a game yet. Shit.
Yeah, he threw 4 touchdowns for 261 yards that game. So I'm saying he's been playing good. He hasn't lost a game because Cam Newton got there too wrong.
I mean, you could say the Jaguars, but I think this is like one of their first.
Well, the Texans
game
was actually a big game. Like,
it's a prove it game for both teams, I feel like.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the Panthers aren't. I think they'll make the playoffs, but I mean, I don't think maybe past wild card. I don't know. I feel like they're still a young team.
Julio Evans. What's the other team? Panthers. Oh, Saints.
Saints, yeah. Saints.
I feel like that side's too stacked. I mean, they're 4-2. It's like, I don't know. They're going to get. I don't know if they make one. I mean, yeah, as a team 4-2, though, I guess you gotta play like you're gonna be.
Well, I mean, I think they'll make the playoffs over the Bucks and the Falcons. The Falcons only won one game, and the Bucks, Jameis Winston sucks.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna lose to those two. I'm talking about because the first seed is the only one that's locked in. Like
yeah,
that.
I think the Saints still get the number one seed. I think they might make the wild card though.
Still really going to be them. I definitely think it's – well, to be honest, it could be the Seahawks. There's three teams. That's what you said yesterday. It's either the Saints, the Seahawks, or the 49ers.
Well, yeah. Or
– and then Drew Brees, is he expected back this year? Like late in the year or playoff time?
Right. Why'd you say that?
Is Drew Brees expected to come back? Like late in the year, like playoff time.
My phone keeps.
Wait, who are they playing? Are the Saints playing? Yeah, what the? Okay, Drew Brees believes he can return this week. Saints QB Drew Brees says he plans to start versus Arizona on Sunday. If they're playing like this without Drew Brees, I think yeah. They're going to 100% win that division.
Yeah, I believe that. I also agree that they're going to win the division, but I think the Panthers could be a wild card team. Like I said, I don't think they get far.
Either way, I think it's going to be a good game, but as a 49ers fan, I don't trust this run defense yet. And I don't really love Jimmy G. I'm taking Panthers.
I'm going to agree with you on that. I'm going to take the Panthers, too.
I wouldn't be surprised if this game's a shootout, though. Like, I like some of the wide receivers in this game. Like, yes, I respect the 49ers' pass defense. They're allowing some of the least points in football right now. But if it depends on how big your league is, I could see some of these guys popping off in positions that it's just like, I don't want to – most people are going to say I don't want to play guys against the 49ers, pass guys, or wide receivers. And the 49ers, even though, like, they're a run-first team, I could – like I said, I don't like Jimmy G. And I could easily see them getting behind and Dante Pettis having a decent week or George Kittle having a decent week.
I can't hear a word you're saying right now, and I have no idea why.
You hear me now?
Talk again?
Hello?
All right, it was playing through, like, I was talking through the phone. I don't know what the hell just happened. All right.
Next game. Raiders versus Texans.
The Raiders.
I haven't been keeping up with the Raiders just because, like, they're not worth keeping. I know Darren Waller just got signed. I know Josh Jacobs is good. Tyler, like, I know that stuff. But in the beginning of the year, week one, I don't know what happened to this guy. I don't know if they replaced him and got an actual DB. But they literally had a wide receiver from the AFL. It was AFL, right?
I don't even know who you're talking about.
I mean, that was the other football league, right?
The XFL?
No, that's the one that they're starting now, but there was one that got shut down.
Lions Football League, yeah. The one.
All right, so AFL, he was literally a wide receiver in AFL, and now they had him starting DB as a DB. So, I mean, like, this defense is just like Garen Conley healthy?
I think he is. But Garen Conley just got traded.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. So, like, after him, it was like, I don't know if they have anybody on their defense that actually knows what defense is. I mean, not the Texans are playing, like, really good defense. But defense-wise, you had J.J. Watt, Merciless, guys that are just, like, much – not that Derek Carr throws a bunch of picks. How about the Texans in the run game, I guess? I feel like I want to lean more towards the Texans, mainly because their offense, though, you know, Hopkins. They've been having shootouts, like, week after week. They've had high-scoring games. And then you got a team that really doesn't score a fuckload of points, so I feel like it should be a clear favorite, but I don't know. I want to see how they are.
I got to pick the Texans. I don't trust the Raiders. I think the Raiders might have been good, but now they're just falling apart with people getting injured and other trading players.
Oh, okay. So Texans are like middle of the league. They're 4.1 yards per carry. Texans. So I think it would be dependent on Josh Jacobs again, kind of like it was last week against the Packers. Even though the Packers, like, ended up clapping them. I'm trying to think of something to say about the Raiders, but there's nothing I like about the Raiders this week. Like,
yeah, man, Darren Waller, that's about it. And Josh Jacobs.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, I'm trying to think of some way I could be like, well, the Raiders could win if this happens. Like, I can't, like, I don't really like to say if injuries, because, like, that's completely different. But I don't really see an if situation other than injury that gives the Raiders a chance. And then you got the Browns and Patriots. This one isn't, like, in my opinion, this game's worth skipping, basically, just because Patriots had the most interceptions. Browns are throwing the most interceptions. Like, this is – I mean, yes, they haven't had their bye week, the Patriots, but still, like – this is just going to – it's not going to be good.
Yeah, if you still have Baker Mayfield on your roster, on your fantasy team, I'd drop him. But if you have to start him, I wouldn't start him. I would pick up somebody else. I would try.
I got Baker going especially this week.
Yeah, going to throw at least – I'll make a prediction. He'll throw at least two interceptions this week. That's not even like
– I got him doing more than that just because I think the Browns are going to be behind and they're going to be forced to throw. I got him – like, I think he throws at least four or five.
Yeah, with that.
Which I know is a lot, but I mean, like, he's been throwing a good chunk of interceptions against good deep – like, I think 49ers – had a few. Hold on, who has he played that he's thrown this many interceptions? He's played the Titans, which, as I said, they're just a team not allowing a lot of shit to happen. And he just fell apart at the end of that game. Jets, Rams, Ravens, which, okay, so these are, like, not terrible defenses, but Seahawks, 49ers. I still, the Patriots are, like, a different animal when it comes to actually defensive game planning. Four or five interceptions. Which I felt like that was going to be one of my bold predictions. Sony Michel, maybe, I guess.
Do you, if you have Nick Chubb, you starting him this week against the Patriots, or are you going to try to start somebody out?
No, this, like, I think Nick Chubb is a start almost every single week, doesn't matter who they play. Just because they're going to get him his workload at the backfield, too. This week, I would be way too scared to play the Patriots because they're going to get clapped. Or you know what I mean, the Browns.
Yeah, if Baker Mayfield can't throw the ball, they're going to start a run.
Like Baker Mayfield as a QB, I think it's just like, this is why a lot of teams don't play, like, say, Dwayne Haskins. Even if you might be on the same skill level as Case Keenum, it's like, if you go out there and throw 3-4 interceptions, that's a hit to your confidence.
Yeah.
It's like once you start flowing like that and consistently throwing interceptions, it sort of fucks up your whole season. Like, not that Redskins really have a season going, but yeah. Packers, Chiefs. With Pat Mahomes down, I know who's the fill in there for Pat Mahomes?
Matt Moore.
Oh, yeah, Matt Moore. I like Matt Moore when he was on the Dolphins. Like,
gunslinger.
Deserved a starting role over some of the QBs in the football. Yeah, some of the QBs in the NFL now. Like when, or before at least, like 100%, I would have started Matt Moore over Bortles. Or went out and got Matt Moore over Bortles. I know that Matt Moore looked good against the Broncos, which is a good pass defense. But that was like, I think. A lot of the times when you see someone get injured and then the backup QB comes in, it's like a decent amount. As long as they're like decent, they usually have, I feel like, a good game just because you're planning for that starting QB. Not that Pat Mahomes wasn't going to go off or could have done the same thing. It's just like, I think Matt Moore has a much bigger issue this week.
Yeah.
Much more problems this week than he did last week.
I got to pick the Packers. Without Patrick Mahomes, this game would have been a good game with Patrick Mahomes. This would have been a fun game to watch. I mean, it might be still a good game without him, but I just think Rodgers right now is just proving how he's the best quarterback. I mean, he's 13 touchdowns with 2 interceptions, but he's got a quarterback rating of 103.7.
And the Chiefs have a bad defense. This is a team that likes to pound the rock. I wouldn't – usually teams have been trying to pound the rock to keep it out of Pat Mahomes' hands. I would not be surprised if Packers do the exact opposite this game and make it an up-pace game.
And the Chiefs aren't great at
– and then try to pound the rock. Like, first – they might try to make the first half an up-pace game, and then the second half is, like, all you see is Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams.
I mean, all right. Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers real quick. This guy has been –
I feel like I wasn't really recognizing what you were saying. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is an animal. It's just like
– he's got Geronimo Allison.
I think he's the GOAT, but it's – I don't know if the argument's ever been there, really, just because, like, a lot of people do look at accolades and how many Super Bowls you've been to, how many Super Bowls you've had. But I think he has it. Yeah, he gets his this week, the Packers. Hey, what were you going to say about Aaron Rodgers, though, my bad?
I mean, look at his receivers right now. MVS, Geronimo Allen.
And I think Devontae's going
back this week. Alan Lazard. Let me check. Like, I mean, half these guys, I mean, I don't even – I mean, I'd obviously – I know who they are, but, like, this guy is doing this with these players.
With third, fourth, fifth string.
I mean, he does have a good
– the first time, like, a week or two ago when he played Alan Lazard, I think that was his first time being on a football field. Like, you know, like, starting or playing.
And Jimmy Graham, I don't know. Do you start him this week? It also depends on who you have, but
no, I'm not. I mean, yeah, it depends on who you have, but I'm pretty sure there's probably someone you can find.
Yeah, I'm starting if you have OJ Howard and Jimmy Graham like I do, I'm starting Jimmy. But
I mean, just because last week I'm pretty sure Darren Fowles was available last week. I liked him. He was one of the. Guys, Rhett Ellison, I kind of liked just because even though it was really one touchdown pass that got him there, I was expecting him and Ingram to have decent games. Ingram did nothing for me, and Ellison was the one who had the big game. Or it wasn't even for him, it's a big game, but it was also because, it's not like Daniel Jones had to be working the tight ends. But anyways, no, I probably wouldn't shut it. Yes, it depends on the size, but Jimmy Graham, I feel like there's probably someone else you can find.
All right, now let's get to the game everybody's been waiting for, that Monday night game.
The Steelers-Dolphins game. I think Dolphins win at least one game this year.
It ain't going to be in Pittsburgh. The Steelers. Like I said, right now, I like Devin Bush. I think he was a steal to get that late. Cause
let me see. Hold on, give me a sec. You can take it out, but that was finished 3 days ago. There's nowhere to put the stuff. You said there's no dryer. I don't know. Why would that not stink him when it's hanging up compared to otherwise? Okay. I'm gonna have to cut half this shit out.
Alright, but I was saying, I think Devin Bush wins defensive player rookie of the year. He's been playing. I mean, let's look at his stats.
And then TJ Watt, too, is tied for the most.
I mean, TJ Watt has two interceptions and a sack, 32 tackles. And I mean, and they got him at the 10th pick. I don't know. I like Devin White, too, coming out. But right now, it looks like Devin Bush was the better. But, I mean, it's still early in their career, so you can't. Obviously, I'm going to go with the Steelers this game. Even though,
I don't know. You can Steelers. I know they don't have Ben Roethlisberger, but still, this is there's everything that you could ever think of in this game. Just is all Steelers. James Conner back, or is Samuel?
I think James Conner is. They had a bye week last week, so they got an extra.
That's true. So Dolphins are they're one of the worst teams as far as against the run right now. Let me see. I know last year they were terrible too. So, and then Christian Wilkins is gone, but no, I was thinking the first game where he punched someone, or first play of the game, he punched somebody.
But I can't lie, Ryan Fitzpatrick hasn't been playing bad. He's actually.
Wait, who? What?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I mean, yeah.
He's not been playing great, but he I guess we've been seeing Josh Rosen, so obviously.
Play Ryan Fitzpatrick instead of Josh Rosen.
Yeah. But
just because, like, you're not going to win a shootout or you're not going to win a lot of these games with mediocre play. You're going to need Ryan Fitzpatrick to be Fitzmagic.
But, I mean, a lot of fantasy leagues, people don't – both of my leagues, people didn't have Mark Walton, which if Kenyon Drake gets traded, that also helps him even more. And Devontae Parker and Preston Williams both have been putting up 10 or more points a game, so they're solid flex players if you need somebody that's on a bye or something.
Yeah, people just don't like to play
– Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Yeah. I mean, I do too. I don't either, but – those two guys have been playing consistent. Like, if you look at their numbers, they've been consistently put up more than, like, 10 points PPR. So, I mean.
That's something I'm going to go over later, too, waiver wire.
Yeah, those are two guys. But I still believe that the Steelers are going to win this game.
I think Dolphins win one game this year, at least one. I don't know what game. Maybe against the Browns.
See their schedule.
They play the Bengals, but I would have the Bengals.
Oh, they lost to their bye week, so that's not a good look.
Wait, what?
Just kidding.
You said they lost their
bye I did. Week. I think maybe the Bengals. They might be the Bengals week 16, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, that's what I said. I think it's either Bengals or Browns. Just the only reason I say Browns is just because Baker Mayfield's not playing great.
But that's going to be a
– They could actually – because this schedule's not, like
– super hard.
Bummy. I could easily see them going win this year.
Yeah.
All right, so the next part. All right, I'm going to have, like – try to set like a limit or something, like a goal, whatever, like two bold predictions per week.
Two what?
Bold predictions each week.
All right. So, well, who did you pick?
Baker Mayfield to throw, I'd say five interceptions.
Five.
Or five turnovers. And then. I have to look it over again. You can go real quick.
I think Gardner Minshew against the Jets will throw four, maybe five touchdowns with zero interceptions.
I could see him getting four.
Five.
Total touchdowns. Like, because he might rush one in or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, yeah, rushing or – I mean, he doesn't have any rushing, but rushing or passing. I mean, obviously, they're not a handoff, but I think he'll throw – I think he'll get in five touchdowns.
I don't know if this is bold, so I'll say another one after this, but Ryan Tannehill, I could see having four touchdowns this week. I know Titans are a run-first team. Derrick Henry's been playing okay, but – what's it called? But like I said, Bucks are they're averaging 2.9 yards allowed per carry. Like, and then their defense, their secondary is just ass. Like, I could see like Helen Keller being able to pick this team apart. Let me see. Bills, Eagles, Rams.
I don't know what my other bold prediction might be.
I think that's. That's pretty much it. I can't think of another one that I like.
The Panthers beating the 49ers.
That one's sortable, but I took the same stance as you. So
yeah,
just we can stick with one this week. That's fine.
Yeah, I think Minshew will get five touchdowns.
So. I haven't looked at sports betting, so it's like it's the first look. Let me see. I typically try to stick with plus 100 players or plus 100 picks. So that would be... All right, so I don't think they've actually, like, accurately set the spread yet, because usually there's, like, some teams that have plus 100. So I'm just going with a money line, because over-under's not really set yet either. I guess Panthers, like, because that's what we both said. We had the Panthers winning. Let me see.
Yeah, that'd be a good...
Did we said Lions? Yeah.
Yeah, the Lions will beat. We both said the Lions will beat the Giants.
I think that's the only one available that we said. Yeah. Every other one is like minus 250 or something. All right, and then waiver wire. I also wanted to go over that.
All right.
I'm not gonna actually look at the waiver wire. I'm gonna take a. educated guess and say these guys are available in most leagues. When I break this down, Redskins, they're going to be passing most of the game, I feel like, but they're against the Vikings, I just don't like any wide receivers. And then same, well, okay, actually, is Laquon Treadwell still there?
That's actually a really good question. I'm not sure.
I remember last year or the year before they were talking about possibly dropping him because he was dropping so many passes.
I think I don't know.
They're not going to pass that much anyway. Especially they're not going to pass enough that they need to pass to Laquon Treadwell. Who's the fill-in now? Like after Calvin Ridley, who's the third wide receiver?
I gotta look that up. Atlanta, let's see. Depth chart. Justin Hardy.
Oh, Hardy. I thought you said Marty. I'm like, I never heard of that dude, Justin Hardy. I guess for future weeks, maybe. Who's the backup QB for the Falcons?
Matt Schwab.
Yeah. Okay. No.
I knew as soon as I said that. Matt Schaub.
Lions. No. Giants. No. Darius Slayton. I mean, even with Sterling Shepard coming back and Evan Ingram and Barkley.
And Golden Tate.
He still has, like, a deep threat type of role. I don't think I like him this week, really. But, I mean, like, I think there will be weeks where he – like, even with everyone healthy, that he has, say, a – like, so this is a play that I think would matter depending on how deep your league is. Say, I could see there we say is 15, 25 points just because he gets, like, a 90-yard bomb or something. Let me see. Jets. Jamison Crowder, like, they targeted him in the Bills game, like, 57 times.
Yeah. A lot of people think
– last week or the week before last, because I'm not even counting the Patriots, because I know Sam Darnold got injured early, so I kind of like Jamison Crowder, which I feel like is available in most leagues, just as like if he goes back to the same dump off type of role he had in that Bills game.
What about Chris Herndon, the tight end? He was suspended the first four games and now he's injured with a hamstring, but
oh, I've actually heard some people talk about him. Like, they really like his potential.
Yeah.
And in that offense where you don't have, like, a clear number one favorite pass catcher, well, Le'Veon Bell. But, I mean, like, after Le'Veon – so you don't have, like, a clear favorite number two pass catcher?
I wouldn't waiver wire him.
Maybe not this week, but, I mean, I don't mind
I wouldn't waiver wire him, though. I would try to pick him up. If he's still available, I know a lot of people do know about him, especially if you have Jets fans in your league, they probably already have him. But if he's available, I wouldn't waiver wire him, like I said. I would try to pick him up, though. Maybe not this week, though, because I think he's still injured, but maybe after this week.
Who do the Cardinals – okay, so Who's the fill-in for the Saints? Tight end.
Josh Hill, I want to say. Let me see.
Josh Hill. All right, so, yeah, because I expect Pat Pete to shadow Michael Thomas. If Alvin Kamara is out, I kind of like this week for Josh Hill just because week after week after week, excluding this past week, of course, when I play him, Cardinals have just been getting shit on, like, by tight end after tight end after tight end. Yes, they've been some more of the heavily used tight ends, like Austin Hooper, Mark Andrews. But he's going to have to look somewhere else in this offense. So, I mean, like, if Kamara is out, I don't think he's going to force Pat Drew Brees or Teddy Bridgewater are going to force passes to Michael Thomas. So, I could see Josh Hill having a decent game, 10-plus, possibly 20.
And how about Latavius Murray?
Latavius Murray is like a question mark just because I think it depends on how – I would still play him, but it would depend on how big your league is, like, and how you see this division go – or this game going. I think Kyler Murray – it's an interesting game. I don't think it would be a close game, though. Like, I think Saints could easily blow them out. They have a good D-line. So even if David Johnson is healthy and if Drew Brees is back and healthy this week, yeah, Cardinals after Patrick Peterson is just, like, not good in any way.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, yes, basically, because I expect them to be leading.
Let me see.
And they don't have defense. Cardinals. Their defense is 4.7. They've allowed 3 touchdowns. So it's not, like, terrible. 4.7 isn't really good, but, like, 3 touchdowns. They're not allowing a lot of rushing touchdowns. Bend but don't break. Let me see. I would still start him, though. Like, so.
Depends. Phil, a lot of this depends on who you have.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't know your roster, so I'm not going to say, you know, start him over.
I think I would say if I had to predict how much he would get.
He's a solid running back, too.
I would probably say he gets 10 to 18 this week.
I think if you have, like, who's on a bye? If you have Zeke on a bye, he's a good start. Or if you even have Mark Ingram on a bye and you have, like, another good running back, might start him.
Or like Carlos Hyde. Wait, who did they play again? I would start him out with Carlos Hyde type.
All right.
Just like that category of players, I feel like I would start him over. Let me see.
Kenny Stills is also, now that Will Fuller's injured, if Kenny Stills is available, I would definitely pick him up.
Oh, Will Fuller? Okay, that's why Kiki had a big week.
Yeah, because Will Fuller's injured.
Kiki was like that was another reason why I kind of like Kiki, because Will Fuller, I feel like he gets injured every single year, and Kiki is the like when he played last year, even healthy with Will Fuller, he was having some good weeks, and they run a lot of two tight end sets, so Kiki hasn't been able to see the field really because Will Fuller and Hopkins are really the only wide receivers out there a lot. So now that Will Fuller's down, Kiki could have a big, like, going forward, I think he could be a top 20 wide receiver. Going forward, so everyone's starting at 0 this week.
Let's see how long Will Fuller's out for.
And then the Texans have also been in a lot of high scoring games. So they're just chucking that shit.
Yeah. All right. Come on, go back.
Another guy, like, tell me when you get what you were with for your injury.
He's doubtful, so he might miss. I don't know. Doesn't say exactly. Maybe 2 or 3 weeks, maybe more. It just says doubtful on here.
As long as, let's put it this way, as long as Will Fuller's not in, say it goes 3, 4 weeks, whatever, I think he will be a – I'm not looking – not even looking at their schedule, but I think he will be a top option in that defense. Like, if you look at how much they're scoring, 28 against the Saints, 13 against the Jags, they're not really allowing a lot of points, 27, 10 against the Panthers. Like, and then recently, like, 53, Falcons are trash, I know. 31, Chiefs are trash, 30 – against or 23 against the Texans. Like, they're on average scoring like 20-25, which is like, I mean, I said this is why at the beginning of the year I was like, CMC I don't like in fantasy, but even though I know he's like a good fantasy play, was strictly because I Cam Newton was a part of that offense. I don't like having running backs that have a running QB, so like David Johnson. It just makes me feel uncomfortable. But it's sort of similar for the wide receiver position. I mean, with Kiki, I feel like if when I was talking about him before, like, he was – like, no one wanted him. He was available. I don't know about now. I feel like everyone wants him now. And then the other – I feel there was one more. Give me a second. Someone picked up Kiki in your league, right?
Yeah, because somebody picked up Kenny Stills, and then they picked up.
I was gonna say, okay. So even though I don't think the roster really needs to, the 49ers are never gonna get to the point where they need to use their sixth running back. I like Jeff Wilson.
Jeff Wilson on the 49ers?
Yeah, like, I don't like him fantasy-wise. I just think if he was on a decent amount of teams, I think he would be second string at worst. He runs sort of like a Carlos Hyde. Well, sort of. Carlos Hyde, has better juke and that type of stuff, like elusiveness. But it's like, if you want a guy who can pound the rock, like, I think Jeff Wilson can do that. I'd probably take him over Sony Michel.
One player I'm gonna say I don't like that a lot of people are picking up, Marvin Jones. I feel like Marvin Jones is one of those guys that 1 week he'll get you 16 or higher points, and then the next week he'll get you 3. He's just one of those inconsistent guys that I just don't like. I mean, maybe if you're in a
now with Kerryon injured,
maybe, but I mean, they still have Galladay, Danny Amendola, and him, like
TJ Hawkinson.
TJ Hawkinson too. Like, he might be worth a pickup,
but I mean, I don't think he's ever going to be, not in that offense anyways, a extremely consistent player. But I mean, I think there are weeks where it's like you're confident he's going to have a good week. Like,
yeah, it's just hard to predict too. Like,
in that division, that's a lot harder to be like, he's going to have a good week.
Like, let's see, 2019. Like, yeah, like, look at this. Business owner? Why is it commercials? Against the Packers, he had 2 receptions for 17 yards. So, I mean, or 3 against the Chiefs, 3 receptions for 77 yards. He's not.
I mean, yeah. Well, okay, Chiefs, that's a perfect example because, like, that's what I'm talking about. Up pace, I would expect him. Like, if it was up to me and I needed that final slot, I probably would have been comfortable playing him there.
But then against the Vikings, he gets 10 receptions, 93 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Like, you just got to guess when he's going to do good. That's why I don't like
it. That's when, like, if I had Marvin Jones, that is when I would have traded him the week after.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's – if you want to pick him up and try to trade him, that's good because now he's trade bait. It's also a good thing if someone needs a receiver and you need a running back or a quarterback, you can try to trade him. But I would not pick this guy up and keep him because he's inconsistent. I feel like there's better receivers than him. Like, I don't think he's going to be doing this every week with four touchdowns and 93 yards.
What about which I agree with you. Like, I don't really feel overly confident with him, but it's like, I think there are some players you just sit on. And, like, now I think it's too late to sit on players, really, and just be like, they're going to blow up. I think if you had him, you should have traded him. That four touchdown week, that's going to be his biggest game of the year, most likely.
That was last week, so a lot of people just waiver wired him this week.
What about, like, I believe his name is Hunter Renfro?
On the Raiders?
Okay, wrong person. No, the wide receiver on the Packers.
Alan Lazard?
Well, he's the main guy. No, Jake Kumaro.
Oh. No, the main guy is Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Well, I'm saying assuming MBS, which MBS did – is he expected to play this week? He almost played last week. Oh, back to full practice. So, yeah, nothing.
I don't – to be honest, in my league, Jake Kumaro, I think.
Well, yeah, I take back what I said because MBS is – he's back to full practice. They have the people there. So,
and they have Geronimo Allison, which –
Geronimo Allison, too. Is he healthy?
Yeah, he's healthy.
Okay.
He's active.
I don't think he played last week. That's why I said that. So, yeah, there's no chance I would have done that then. And Davante Adams is quite – he hasn't played the first one, but I kind of feel like he gets in some down the stretch. I don't know if he plays this week, but
– Oh, yeah.
Especially against the Chiefs. Like, dude, they're going to pound the rock – in that second half. First half, they might pound it too, but it's like the second half, like, it is going to be a run, like, every play. Just because I think they have such a big lead. I think that's everyone.
Yeah, that's all the players.
Oh, Darrell Henderson, too. If he, like, he's like Devin Singletary. Like, Todd Gurley is playing hampered. Malcolm Brown. I think Darrell Henderson, like, they can't definitively say, which you see that a lot of teams do this, especially one that's, like, in limbo as far as playoffs. They're not going to give a rookie, like,
the ball
a fuckload of workload unless, like, Saquon, which Giants weren't, like, no one thought they were making playoffs. Second of all, Saquon was brought in. And when he was coming into the football, he was like, he was considered a generational talent. So,
yeah.
But as far as Darrell Henderson and like Devin McCourty, or not McCourty, Singletary concerned, like, how many carries did Singletary get this past week?
I don't even know if he played. I think he's injured.
They've been sitting him for like 3 weeks straight, and then they had their bye week. So, I know he played last week because I was thinking about playing him. I don't know if he did. 7 carries. Like, dude, against the Dolphins, they should have unleashed him.
Yeah.
Okay, so nothing on Singletary. Who was the other guy I said?
Henderson. Darrell Henderson on the.
Oh, yeah, Darrell Henderson. I know, Todd Gurley got a decent workload this past week, so I want to see if Darrell Henderson did as well. Especially with him leading so much. All right, he got a decent work. 11 carries. Just didn't do shit with it. He got 2.8 yards per carry against the Falcons. All right, so disregard him as well. I mean, well, sort of. I could see both of them still being guys down the stretch. Like, everyone has bad games. So... I think that's, like, everyone, though.
Yeah, that's a lot of the players. Always.
All right, hold on. Let me get back to the scoreboard. Just, yeah. All right. And then we're probably going to do one later this week, right? Like, post research or whatever?
Yeah, probably end up doing it again. But, I mean, a lot of the picks that I picked and maybe some waiver wire pickups, but most of these players, unless somebody gets injured, or most of these teams, unless somebody gets injured, I'm going to end up sticking with, because...
Yeah, sticking with what we said. I'll probably stick with what we said, but I mean, like, that's it'll be a shorter podcast, I imagine, but there's still usually a lot of stuff throughout the week that changes, and you might start someone else or something like that. But as far as the picks are concerned, for the most part, yeah, everything's going to stay the same with me too.
Yeah. Maybe some players and stuff that I might – sleepers that I might find, but picks pretty much are all going to be the same.
All right. See you guys next week, you know, later this week. I think – do you want to try to start doing it, say, every Tuesday?
Or
– so, like, that's – right after the Monday game, but it's like at the very beginning of the week.
Well, what's today? And then, Wednesday? We can have Wednesday. Right, because I mean
we can do it for Wednesday. It's just like ones like these, like today, are like basically our first look before research. So that's how I feel like Monday. Or not Monday, Tuesday.
Tuesday. Hey, we'll figure it out. We're also gonna have
first look and then over the week. Because I wanna try to get another one in. Do you want to do it, say, Wednesday? Well, today's Wednesday, but say before, I'm saying Wednesday as in, like, before the Thursday game. And then, well, that would be really small, too, if you like. So, I mean, I don't know. We can talk about it later.
We're also going to have other people coming in, too, to also talk.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Braves would have a lot of the same decisions as we would.
Yeah, probably. And both Steven, too, and Alex, maybe. I mean, it's also good to just get other people's, you know, see what they think.
Other opinions, yeah.
See what they disagree with.
All right. See you guys next podcast.